for it now.
Okay. What did say about 45, 50 pounds of lard come in?
Lard stain.
Okay. What about molasses?
Molasses, as a general thing, would be a gallon bucket.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever talk about a stand of molasses?
Yeah, molasses stand.
How much would that be?
Oh, you know, I actually don't know. I think it's 5 gallons. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, that's all the same. If you're just lucky enough to go to molasses salt,
Mm-hmm.
Mill, and get that by a gallon or two of molasses, you'd be back in the old days, you know, everybody's making molasses. We'd grow sorghum and take them to the mill. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd be back in the old days, you know, everybody's making molasses. We'd grow sorghum and take them to the mill, and they'd grind his sorghum and cook it for a certain part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a different story. But now it's just rare, just go to the mill and get a little molasses. Everybody back then get the molasses to run a year.
Mm-hmm.
When I was just a kid, you know. Yeah, I just import what's putting up the meat or anything else. Get the molasses for a year.
What's the difference between molasses and syrup?
Well, molasses are made out of sorghum cane. And syrup, it's not made out of sorghum. Yeah, what's it made out of? Of course, some made out of maple, you know, and some of it made out of sugar, I think.
Mm-hmm. What kind of, do they come from trees or?
Maple syrup, yeah, sugar trees, come from sugar trees, sugar maple. Okay. And they tap them, you know, and it runs.
Uh-huh.
They catch it. I've seen that done.
Okay, say you want to pour something from a big container into a container with a narrow mouth, you'd use a
funnel.
Okay. And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a
whip.
Okay. Say if you bought something at the store, the grocer would put it
in a bag.
Okay. What would the bag be made out of?
Generally paper.
Okay. Do you ever use another word besides bag?
Poke.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you why they use that word, you'll know. It's up in East Tennessee. Everything is poke. Oh, my goodness. We used to live in Chattanooga. Worked a fence job up there in Kingsport, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's always.
How long do you live in Chattanooga?
About a year. 1942. Maybe parts of three. Billy was born up there, so. Worked on that Volatile Ordnance works.
Billy was born in Kingsport.
Well, no, Billy was born after we left Chattanooga. He was born in Kingsport.
Yeah. So you did much traveling? You've been through most of Tennessee?
Yeah, most of it.
Just with your job? Or
I worked at Chattanooga. It was in Marlin, you know, in West Tennessee. In Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
Kingsport. And I think the last job was Cameron, Arkansas. I think that's the only three places it was in Tennessee. And Oak Ridge. Yeah, Oak
Ridge.
Did
you live in these places?
Yeah, lived in all of them.
God. How long?
Something like a year a place. It might be a little over, like a little bit a year.
Mm-hmm.
Lived all spring, worked at it. Oak Ridge. You know, just a side of between Haven and Oak Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
Right down at the foot of the mountain, you might say.
You just keep this place here?
Yeah. At that time, we didn't own this place.
Yeah.
My father owned it, but we hadn't bought it. We still called it home.
Yeah.
I generally kept a few stock here. And we come in here once in a while, between jobs or something, stay a little while, and go back.
What jobs, how many jobs did you have? Doing what sort of thing?
Oh, operating engineer, running tractors, caterpillars mostly, you know, and cranes and decks.